My name is Katie Fisher. I'm from Coolville, Ohio, which is located in Washington County. I'm an agriculture communication major here at Ohio State, and I'm currently a junior.
You had an opportunity to be a part of this farm to fork food dialogues at the Ohio Union. First of all, why did you want to be here?
Well, I wasn't for sure if I was going to be able to be here or not, but I told my roommate I'd come because she was in charge of it, and so I did. And I actually learned a lot. I'm really glad that the tables were set the way they were, so I got to sit with people from different majors, and I actually got to show my agriculture background and explain to them why we do what we do.
So did you come to this event with questions yourself?
Yes, I did.
Such as?
Big thing for me is I'm a beef producer back home, and we raise freezer beef for local people. And I just wanted to understand why people say that that cattle cannot digest corn, and why grain-fed beef is not as good as grass-fed beef. Well, we grain our cattle, and we use feedlots, and that's just the way that I was raised, and I understand the circle of life, and I want other people to understand that as well.
So after sitting through all of the discussion, not only at your table, but hearing the panel discuss all of the different aspects of food production, what's going to be your takeaway from the event?
My takeaway is I'm still going to believe what I believe. I like the fact that one of the panelists, Mike Haley, he's a Simmental beef breeder himself, and I like the fact that he said that we need to be more communicative towards our consumers. We need to show them what we do, like maybe have more open conversations. We just need to have those conversations with the people.
So how will you do that?
Well, I've always wanted to invite people that I meet here, like back home with me, because I live in such a rural area, and you know, our farm's kind of unique, and I love the way I was raised. I want other people to see, you know, every farm is different, and there's a reason why I believe the way I believe.
Katie, thanks for your time.
Yes, thank you.